This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 12, Elliot Shore Parks will be with us. As we're just a couple weeks away from the NFL draft, this is where it's time for Elliot Shore Parks Kuiper to step up and really give us some of his big board and some of his favorite players. We'll get to Elliot coming up at 12. Daily Mock, as usual, at 1 o'clock. And we will acknowledge you people later in the show today. Yes, the YouTube audience. We appreciate everyone watching on YouTube. You can watch the show live, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can watch every show.
You people.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday to Friday on YouTube. So check that out. A lot to get to in the show today. The Phillies, do they have a bullpen problem? I say yes. Hugh's not ready to go there. 215-592-9494. Hugh, before we get back to all the phone calls and the Hughes Clues guesses, I did mention the draft is coming up, and something's like in my head because I keep seeing it.
Right? It's bothering you.
We do the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock every day, and there's a few times there's been a theme, and I get it. There's a million mock drafts out there, and everyone's trying to be different, so you're going to have something unique once in a while. But something's been in my head. I want to get to that in a second. First, though, let's listen to A.J. Brown, end of the season. He's on his podcast tour after the Super Bowl. What he said about the Eagles' offense and what they need to do in this upcoming season.
You know, we don't know who's going to be the OC yet, but, you know, definitely going to be some changes. You know, we have to change. You know, we just won. You know, everybody has a film on us.
Exactly.
So,
yeah,
we got to adapt, you know. So, we're not afraid of that. We've been doing that each and every year, but. You know, this time it may have to be a little more drastically, you know, but, you know, it's a part of the game. It's a part. That's what we do it for.
All right, so A.J., their end of the season, they have to change. They hire Kevin Petullo. I think there's a thought process here. They're probably going to throw the football more this year, maybe a little less of Saquon just because all the wear and tear last year. I get all that. But, Hugh, twice in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it's been, we've done a daily mock, and the Eagles have selected in those mock drafts a wide receiver. First, it was Luther Burden out of Missouri. And then a couple days ago, we had the Matthew Golden wide receiver out of Texas. And I went home after the last one, and after, you know, Al Davis Jr. over there, and you're saying, yeah, this will be
baby.
Awesome. It'll be cool. He's fast. And I'm saying to myself, yeah, these players might be good, but it's insane for the Eagles to draft a wide receiver. They just lost half the defense that won the Super Bowl. They have hundreds of millions of dollars invested in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. They don't throw the ball that much anyway. And they have a running game that is top of the league with Saquon and Jalen as part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it would be crazy to draft a receiver in the first round. Now, could they use an upgrade on Dotson at some point? Sure. I mean, late third, fourth, fifth round, whatever. Get another young receiver. But first round, I would be upset if they drafted a wide receiver in the first round. Hugh, where would you come down if the mocks end up right and it ends up a wide receiver 2 weeks from now?
I would not be upset.
Mm-hmm.
Allow me to long talk just for a minute. No.
An 11 o'clock long talk?
Well, see, because this is
That's
where
late.
I feel.
I know. It's usually 10.
This is where I feel that I have to explain to people where my mind goes. Because a lot of times I feel like when we think about certain things and we hear certain things that any of our beloved sports teams do, we tend to do it with more emotion than actual logic. And the way that I look at it is this. Everything that you said is true as far as last year was concerned. When you talk about how the offense was anemic and it wasn't leading the way like I anticipated it to be the year before when we talked about averaging 30 or some odd points a game.
And to be clear, they were a good offense, but it was the run-based.
It was a run-based offense. And you look at them going to get Jahan Dotson because they knew that they needed a third receiver, mm-hmm. right? So Jahan Dotson was good in a small sampling size during the playoffs. But when you talk about one of these young receivers, a young receiver from Texas that you're talking about.
Golden, yeah, Matthew Golden.
4.29 in the slot. You're putting talent around your quarterback to allow him to spread his wings and be better. You know, the defense led the way. I can't deny that. Cannot deny that, and I'm not trying to deny that. But I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to say it where people try to understand what I'm saying. Defense is a luxury, not a necessity. Oh. And I'm going to keep saying that because it's the truism. When you look at the number of snaps that are played by offensive and defensive players, on average, there are more offensive players getting way more snaps per individual than there are defensive players because they rotate those guys more and they're more expendable. That's why you talk about when Vic Fangio was talking about the guys that he lost. It's like he lost some starters and some rotation guys because they are the ones that rotate the most. When you talk about offensive players, offensive linemen don't come off the field. Quarterback doesn't come off the field. The receivers, for the most part, they have different packages, but A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith really don't come off the field a whole lot. So that's where all of your resources, that's where the tip of the spear, if you will, that's where all your resources are allocated to, is that side of the ball. So I'm not upset or would be mad at the Eagles if they added more firepower to that offense.
See, it's that I get what you're saying, and I get the idea of adding more firepower. I just think it'd be a resource they don't use enough. Like, to me, they don't use the third receiver here, even if it's – they've had different ones, right? They had Quez Watkins with 2022. Mm-hmm. Last year was Jahan Dotson. It could be Matthew Golden, whoever they take in the first round this year. To me, they don't throw the ball. And I don't know if this is because he has A.J. and Devontae, if it's just Jalen Hurts and where he likes to throw the football. Since Jalen Hurts became the quarterback, there's been some years they've run it more. I would say 2021, 2022, 2024, they ran it a lot. 2023, they threw the ball more, right? Two years ago, the defense wasn't as good. They threw the ball more out of necessity. And yet still, I'm going to look it up right now. The third wide receiver, how many targets that guy got. This is 2 years ago. That guy then was Zacchaeus, right? Alameda Zacchaeus.
He was pretty decent.
He had 20 targets the whole season. Yeah. They don't throw the ball to this player.
This guy, this is how I look at it, Joe. And walk with me a little bit when I describe this.
I'm walking.
Because when I look at defenses and I look at offenses, like offensively, like say if it's the Eagles defense that I play with, we matched up well against most offenses because we had three corners. We had Al Harris. We had Troy Vincent and Bobby Taylor. And we had Brian Dawkins, who was hella versatile. Mm. And Carlos Emmons, who could cover the tight end. Like you're talking about, as far as personnel goes, there's not too many teams that we matched up with that we couldn't cover in a man-to-man situation because of those four guys or five guys that I talked about right there. So now flip that to the offensive side of the ball. And when you talk about the Philadelphia Eagles, we already know A.J. Brown's a threat. And he has to, even if he has a quiet game, you're not about to leave him one-on-one. Then you talk about Schmitty in the receiving corps. And you have Saquon Barkley, who's a threat out of the backfield. Now, if you add another receiver in that is Matthew Golden kid that runs a 4.2, there's not too many teams that has a linebacker or a corner that's going to match up with a 4.2 slot in the slot position.
I get it. Look, they could get a good player there. I just don't think it makes sense for their team. I'm looking at their depth chart. They don't even have a backup to Moro Jomo at one of the defensive end spots.
No, yeah, they're gonna replenish the ranks with the young cats.
Right, but this is their biggest asset. We know they're not spending this offseason, right? That's come and gone. So their biggest asset to use this whole offseason is this first round pick. And if they use that on offense, I just think like it's crazy. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. Right now, Tristan McCollum, Bryce Huff, and Moro Jomo are starters, and we want to get a third wide receiver when our top two guys are star players, and we don't even throw the ball to that guy.
Look at it like this. Okay, say, for instance, if the Eagles, drafting at 32, have a bunch of defensive players that they have earmarked at that position that they want, that warrant that pick. Because that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that pick, the 32nd pick.
What if all of those guys are gone that you feel warrant that pick at that position? What if they're all gone?
So you're saying the value is on the wide receiver?
Yes.
He's the best player on the
value,
board.
The value shifts. Because when you look at the draft board, Joe, you have the guys that you like that will probably be there where you're drafting. Mm-hmm. And you have guys slotted that are better. They might be better, might not be a position of need, but they're better than the guy that is left that might be the pick that you get at 32.
I'm going to give you a Hue Douglas answer. You ready
What's
for this?
That?
They got to avoid this problem and trade up if they see that
see,
coming.
See, now that might be the case.
Because I can see what you're saying. Like, they have six guys they like, defensive tackles, ends, rush, pass rushers, whatever. And they go 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. And they're like, uh-oh.
And then here's the best receiver.
Matthew Golden, best player on the
best
board.
Best player on the board right now. See, that's how you have to look at it.
I know.
It.
And in that case, then it might be logical. But I'm saying, Howie, you got to read the room and you got to trade up for a defensive
player.
Because
think about it like this. And the reason why I want to use this as an example, because I was there, you know, in Atlanta. And I remember when Terry Fontenot, he had the first pick. Was it the first pick in the draft? When Matt Ryan was gone. No, the fourth pick. I'm sorry.
The fourth pick. I know where you're going with this.
And I was on the air because that's the year that, Trey Young? Was it Trey Young? No, was it Justin Fields? The quarterback for Ohio State.
This is the 2021 NFL draft, I believe.
And I remember I was bullish because Matt Ryan had just left. Matt Ryan was leaving. And you had the fourth pick in the draft.
Yeah.
He went to Georgia first. And he was an Atlanta Falcons ball boy.
So the draft went Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, and then Atlanta was on the board.
Yes.
At four.
And they picked Kyle Pitts.
Yeah. It was a terrible pick.
It was and Kyle Pitts is a hell of a tight end, but guess what, people? He got a quarterback.
Well, they also passed on Jamar Chase and
yes.
Penei Sewell and Patrick Surtain and Devontae Smith
yes.
and Micah Parsons.
And I remember
terrible pick.
And then not only that, fast forward to this last draft. They went out and gave Kirk Cousins a ton of bread. And then they turned around and drafted a quarterback. Mm. And now they're sitting there with a backup quarterback that's making $100 million.
Sometimes you get stuck.
So you don't want to be – I say all that to say – you don't want to put yourself in a bad spot.
No, I agree. You don't want to take a player just to take a player. Then that's maybe what that team did. All I know is – I can't walk out of day one with a wide receiver in this defense that looks like it is, and I'm okay
sure
with
you
it.
Can.
No, I can't. I can't. Maybe you can. All right. So I mean, go ahead. You're obviously all wide receivered up.
Oh, well, a wise man once said that defense in the NFL.
No, don't do it.
Is a luxury.
No.
And not a necessity.
Don't do it.
See. Y'all starting to understand what I'm saying.
He's just drunk on wide receivers.
Not necessarily. I'm sort of messing with you, Hugh, because I totally disagree.
No,
at least
you
with
do.
The you, you know you the concept of what you're saying. But I'm resigned to the reality that this defense is not going to be as good as it was last season. It's not going to be number one carrier team to a Super Bowl win type of defense. I think it would fit the Eagles best, suit the Eagles best, to go into this draft with that number 32 pick, because like you said, it is the best asset they have this offseason. Mm-hmm. If they want to get an immediate contributor, I don't think that's along the defensive line. Those guys, I think, take a few years to get, you know, really integrated into a defense and flash. Like Nolan Smith took a while. Even Jalen Carter took a couple years. If they're trying to go win back-to-back Super Bowls, there's no position really they can draft on the defense that I think is going to impact the defense in a significant way, right, to propel them back up to number one. I think they need to double down on this offense. The offense, by necessity, needs to carry this team next season if they're going to be good. And I understand that the third wide receiver doesn't get too many targets. That's because Jahan Dotson sucks. Dallas Goedert, I mean, we see when he's in the offense, he gets targeted a lot. The Eagles are trying to get rid of him. So they're going to have a little bit of a hole in the middle of the field there. I think if they had this guy.
That's a fair point. Then maybe next year the third receiver takes the Goddard.
He'll matter
targets.
More. Yeah. And I don't trust Jahan Dotson to be that guy necessarily. So I think if they use that number 32 pick on a wide receiver who's runs a 4.29 or whatever, like that to me has more immediate impact on the team next season, where I'm trying to win back-to-back Super Bowls, than a guy who's going to rush the passer off the edge or a guy that's going to rush off the interior. I just think it's that, like, it's almost a luxury pick at 32 for me. They can go sign another veteran safety somewhere else to fill that role, and then they can draft a wide receiver who's going to add another dynamic element to the offense and maybe, you know, put it over the top. Because, by the way, we can't even trust that Saquon Barkley's not going to have another 2,000-yard season.
Not like that.
They're
probably
going
not.
To not only need to rely on their offense, they're going to need to rely on their passing offense.
Well, yeah, they could
to carry that.
And they do have two great receivers here. And they, you know, you're allowed to draft a receiver in the fourth round that pops. I mean, look at some of the receivers last year. The McConkey kid. You could draft a receiver in the second, third, fourth round, and they play well. I'm not against another receiver. They could upgrade over Dotson. I'm fine with that. I'm against the first-round receiver. You guys have like, lost that.
I guess to me...
Because I have vision.
Well, that's right. Hugh is a visionary.
I have vision. Knows,
you're yep. on this guy's side on this. Do you realize how far you've fallen here with
well,
this?
Well, so look, I guess the way I think of it is, if... apparently, it's a very deep defensive line and edge class, right?
So maybe get one of those guys later?
I do think the Eagles need to add to that position, replenish it a little bit. But if I'm already not banking on a guy to come in and contribute immediately along the defensive line, that's where I feel a little bit better about grabbing one in the second round or the third round, because he's going to need some time to come along anyway.
Yeah.
A wide receiver at 32 in the first round, I feel better about coming in and making an immediate impact.
Yeah, I get it. All right, 215-592-9494. I understand the arguments here from both these guys. I just think everyone here has lost their mind if we're drafting a receiver at 32. Can we hear from Ray Didinger? Can we hear from a true football guy, Ray Didinger, on the Eagles' needs as we enter draft season here in Philadelphia?
What is your sense of the biggest area of need for this football team?
I would say edge rusher. I would say edge rusher. Safety is, you know, I would like to go get a safety too. And you obviously want to fortify your offensive line. And the good news is there's some good players there in all of those areas. So that's good. But I think edge rusher. I really do.
See, Ray Didinger gets it. We got to go get defensive line, edge, safety. We got to fortify the defense that we lost so much on. Not another wide receiver.
I was going to say something, but I don't feel like being laughed at right now because I'm being so
No, please
serious.
Do.
No, go ahead.
By all means.
We won't laugh. We promise. We promise.
You should have saw the look I just gave Joe. We still got Bryce Huff. You can probably work out.
Oh, my God. No. See? Come on, man.
See, I'm not laughing.
Why do you have to do this to me?
I'm angry.
When I take your side, you can't make me look like a fool.
I'm angry.
With the Bryce-off thing.
My God, take it so personal.
You're laughing at yourself. See, this is the problem.
It's because you're cutting our argument out from the legs.
No, listen.
When he had the Bryce-off
thing. Because I'm trying to
Bryce
cover all off. Angles. He's not a bust yet.
Oh, my goodness.
I gave him another season, man. He better be.
Okay, Did you see him in the team photo at the Super Bowl? He was the kid in class who didn't participate in the group project and got the A.
Was, you know what he was? He was that kid that had a whole bunch of late, he was not in school, missed attendance.
Yep.
But they're going to let him graduate anyway.
And he knew deep down he didn't earn it. He knew it. All right.
I ain't supposed to be.
215-592-949.
Wise football. Man once said.
Yeah, no, stop that. We got to. That, to me, that's a four letter word. Okay. We got to dump that. Big V and Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you
good
doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Big V.
Hey, listen, I'm really loving X's and O's Hugh today. You know, really doing his thing with the analysis of mm-hmm. what they're going to do and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because you got to have vision when you think about this kind of stuff, man. You got to have vision.
I have vision of the ball being thrown over Tristan McCollum's head when he plays. That's my vision.
Well, let's stick with right now the football.
Okay.
I don't think we'd be upset, Eagles, if the Eagles pick another
wide receiver,
because it does give Jalen some more weapons.
Oh, yeah, because he sure needs more weapons. They haven't surrounded him with two of the best receivers in the league and the best back in the whole league. Not enough.
Well, they have, but we're also looking at, you know, these guys coming off the Super Bowl. Everybody's already studying them. A new receiver with a new take, a new angle, a new twist, that really helps us out. It also lightens up the load on Saquon, so maybe he can. It'll be easy for him to get that 2,000 yards this year. But
How are we stopping anybody on defense without players out there?
We're stopping people on defense just by giving them the mean mug.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Just look at them.
This is Super Bowl syndrome right here. This is what it looks like.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, defense is a thing, but I'm not worried because I think Fangio is really good at developing talent. I think Howie is really good at picking talent. And I think Nick is really good at yelling at the talent. So I think we'll be okay.
Big V, where do you come down on the Phillies bullpen? We got a problem here?
No. See, the problem that we have is right now, Joe Giglio. You want everything right now. You don't want the Phillies to lose one game. I mean, really, when you're going to have sex with your wife, you don't have four
pounds. No. Big V, stop. Big V, stop. What are we doing?
Yeah, you can't.
I mean, unbelievable.
I mean, what are we doing here, people?
You can't go there, man.
I mean, like, there's a line. The worst part is he thought it was a good analogy. He didn't think he was crossing the line.
I knew he was going, but y'all ain't that cool. He don't know you like that.
I don't.
he can't be bringing the wife up in this thing, man.
I thought
it was a good analogy, though. It was on his way to being one. Well, but I get it.
It's a very Hugh-like analogy.
Yeah, it is.
No, time and a place.
Joe, like, we ain't that cool.
No, we're not doing that. But I think you would, at least if you went there, you would have cleaned it up a little bit.
I would have cleaned it up. I wouldn't have said it the way he said it. But I get what he said, because, sometimes you can't wait. You just got to go for what you know.
What does that have to do with the Phillies bullpen?
Well, he was basically, I'm assuming the analogy was like, you know, you just don't get right to it. It's a little bit of a warm-up.
Tanner Banks is a warm-up?
Well, he's trying to say that, you got to warm up.
Yeah.
You know, this team ain't warmed up yet. They just,
these are good relievers that are not warmed up.
Well, they're flirting. They're bantering back and forth now.
See, I knew you could do it better.
Yeah. He just went straight for it.
And he could have used a vague analogy, not explicit. I mean, Jay, I mean, come on, man. All right, let's go to who we got. We got Jake and Delco. What's up, Jake?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Jake, what's up, buddy?
Nothing much. I don't know if anybody picked up on it there. There was some major shade thrown at Hugh by you, Joe, a second ago there. We were talking about Hugh's take, and then you said, all right, let's hear from a true football guy, Ray Didinger. Well, I was like, wow.
They
throw shade every day. Well, what's the difference?
So, Jake, you did pick up on it, and here's why. Because Ray understands defense matters. Hugh used to understand that, and he's gone off the defense.
Listen, I understand that
not
you're
a football
worried about
guy
me, but I'm not worried about them, man, because, listen, I tell you what, they just don't see what I see.
No, you had Kyle on your
vision.
Side today, and then you brought Bryce Huff back into the conversation.
Well, I'm optimistic. Don't be mad at me, because I'm optimistic.
I'm not mad. I'm concerned.
Why is he so optimistic? Everything's going to be all right.
I feel like that was worse than the shade that Big V threw at Joe. It was just done in a more veiled
manner. It was outrageous.
You know what
and
I mean?
He thought that was appropriate.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, he's crazy. I mean, come on. Big V, just, we can't do that. Go ahead, Jay.
It was a lot. Hey,
so as far as the reliever situation, I feel like it's, say, like, something catches fire in the kitchen, and you're like, oh, it's a small fire early in the season, small fire. We can put it out ourselves. And the next thing you know, the whole damn house burns down when you should have called to the fire department, meaning going, gotten somebody to bring in and help with these guys instead of just trying to put the fire out yourself, which is making the guys better that you have.
This is an analogy that I could get behind because, yes, maybe perhaps I am smelling smoke that's not there and I'm a little too concerned on April 9th, but I'd rather do that than Hugh, who's in the other room, like, nah, it's fine. Meanwhile, the kitchen is in flames.
No, man, I'm not going to do that. It's not.
I don't know.
He didn't take the pledge seriously.
Seriously, this is what happened to Jake. The water in the kitchen is running, and I forgot.
Yeah.
So it's not that serious. It's not like I had the sink plugged in or anything. The water's just running. I forgot.
I think you left the stove on and you left the house.
Definitely leave the stove on.
It might be okay, but it might come back and it's not okay.
No. Not yet.
It's fire. It's not water.
Yeah, this is fire, this bullpen.
But no, I'm saying it's not fire yet. It's not fire.
Oh, and real quick before you let me go, I have a theory on what happened in the outfield last night.
Okay.
He saw what Edmundo Sosa did, which he's normally the one who's getting the big headlines on making a catch like that. Rojas saw that, and then when that play came, he's like, all right, man, you're big and bad. Why don't you catch it? That's what happened.
He left him out to dry, basically.
Yeah.
What was the benefit for Rojas to do that, though?
Ego.
Exactly. Just for a selfish, cut off your nose to spite your face kind of thing.
Seriously?
Well, I think he's kidding.
Yeah.
No, he might. You're kidding.
I'm kidding.
He sounds serious.
Jake, what do you got for us for a guess for Hugh's Clues? Hugh's favorite sports figure.
I got one clue. It's one of my favorite sports figures. That is so broad and vague.
Yep.
If you were listening, it would be easy. I mean, because all the context clues are there.
Mm-mm. I was busy workshopping my metaphor. Sorry. I'm gonna say Muhammad Ali.
You know, that's our Somebody second that. Muhammad Ali guest, Jake.
Oh, because he's black
it.
And I'm black, huh? That's what it is.
Well,
Up. I don't like white people.
Are you saying Jake just you people do?
No, he really kind of did.
No, but hold on.
Well, the fact that he guessed it after, we've had two guesses so far and both were Muhammad Ali.
Maybe you should stop workshopping those little quips and listen to what's being said.
To defend the Muhammad Ali guesses, he is pretty famous and important in sports history. It's not like he's not a run-of-the-mill person.
No, but I'm just saying, why we always got to go with the black guesses first? Like, why is that? Why we got to do the black guesses?
I just think maybe people thought you liked Muhammad Ali.
I mean, I do.
Yeah.
But I like everybody. I'm all inclusive. We are all inclusive on this show. We're all inclusive.
The person who says you people every day is inclusive?
Yeah. I just think it's funny. Because immediately, if somebody's never heard that, what do you think this? What does he mean, you people? Yeah. What is he talking about? is he talking about?
So, he's talking about me? 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up here. Do the Phillies have a bullpen problem? Is it too early to say? And would you be upset if the Eagles took a wide receiver at 32? I would. These guys want a receiver. Plus, a second clue for Hughes Clues and a veteran defensive back lobbying hard to come to the Eagles. You hear that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.